roll call, right?
Good, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Kill the cell phone real quick. Anybody else might want to do that too?
Wow.
This period is for public comment. This period is devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board / council about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on the agenda, you must wait until comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. It's not. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board / council wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or board council by majority vote. Do I hear a motion to approve the minutes?
I motion to approve.
I'll second, even though I wasn't here. It sounds good.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We have a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll move we approve the agenda for tonight.
All in favor?
Aye.
Information items. Okay. Receive a report from the volunteer fire department.
All right, folks, Ken Smith, San Diego Volunteer Fire Department. For the month of July, we end up with 10 medical calls, 1 med flight, 1 motor vehicle accident, and 2 fires.
Busy.
Other than that, we kept it under control.
Awesome.
Anyone have any questions for me, concerns?
Perfect.
On the 4th of July, we have these little lantern lights.
I hate those too. They terrify me, but understand, it goes up with hot air. It doesn't come out until the hot air quits, and the source of hot air is the flame. So once that flame goes out, that's when the fire returns to Earth.
Okay, so my bright tube returns.
That would be a problem. But yeah, it's until they can quit selling them, I don't know how we can get the to stop doing that. But we deal with it if we have to. So.
Thank you.
Excuse.
Doesn't appear to be anybody from Metro here. Anybody from Sandy Valley Schools have anything to say?
I could just report school starts on Monday.
That's a good report.
And then volleyball season will start Monday also. And football. Maybe. Don't know. Numbers are down in football. Hopefully we'll have a team. At this point, we're not sure.
We would love to receive a report from Clark County Parks and Recreation.
Thursday night at 7 o'clock here, we're doing a yoga class. They will not be doing it on the 17th of this month. And
how yoga are you doing? Chair, standing, bird, easy, hard?
She modifies it to fit.
Is it female or co-ed?
It's all female.
Is it the lady who used to do it down?
Rebecca.
Yes. And is it fee?
$6.
How much?
$6.
$6.
And then Wednesday night at school, we're doing open gym basketball. Make sure and bring gym shoes. They won't let you on the floor. And hopefully, we'll have to approve it, but starting probably the first week of school, maybe the second week, I want to do volleyball after practice, so it'd be like 4:30, 5 o'clock for an hour or two. Or basically open gym, but usually it's high school girls that come up
That it?
That's it.
Okay. Now we'd like to receive a report from the Clark County Administrative Services.
Okay, I've got several things. I think you probably all noticed that Terrible's is moving ahead. The Terrible's Travel Center there across the street from the old Shell Station, which is now the Chevron Station. So they're moving ahead. They their building permit has not yet been approved, or they haven't gotten the building permit yet, but they have the grading permit to do the grading, which for that big of a site, it's probably going to take a little while anyway. So they're moving ahead with that. I do not know when they're going to start vertical construction. I don't have that date yet. Sandy Valley Road, a contract was awarded for, anybody that doesn't know, we have an ongoing battle with BLM over Sandy Valley Road, and we finally have BLM agreeing to work with us to allow us to do some work on the road. But unfortunately, we still have to go through all of the red tape of BLM, which means all the environmental studies. So a contract was awarded to a group to do the environmental studies. So that's the first big step on the process. It stinks. I don't like it. None of us like it. But that's the, what we have to work with. So at least we're moving in the right direction.
What kind of work?
To resurface and widen, and I don't know what the extent of the work is going to be.
Any ditches up there so the rainwater will wash down the gutters and not on the road?
I don't know. I doubt it, because we are very limited in what BLM will let us do. So this is huge, because they've never let us do anything before. We've actually, for anybody who hasn't been before, when they were working on the road last year and did the little edges, the county actually got charged with trespass by BLM. So we are very leery of doing anything right now. So we are going to follow the rules and get the environmental studies, and then I'll come back when I know the extent of what we're going to do up there.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Who's doing the environmental studies? Do you know the name of the company?
I don't, but I can find out if you're interested. Yeah. I think it's a man's name, but as we go through, I'll look it up. I'll remember.
Thank you.
The park, they are meeting with the architect, the internal architect, and the engineer are meeting with the drilling contractor tomorrow, and it looks like they're going to be starting the drilling of the new well in the next couple weeks. During the first week of September, all of the water is going to be shut off in this whole complex for a little while, just to test the well, probably for a day.
What was the date of that?
It'll be the first week of September, and I'll work with everybody and let you know when that is. We don't have an exact date because we don't know how the well drilling is going to go, but we'll coordinate that. That'll be for the well testing, and that's the first big step in our park improvement. So that's moving ahead too.
So you'll let the senior center know what day that is?
Yeah, I'll work with everybody.
Oh,
I know. I'll work with everybody.
Oh, yeah,
we're going to try to do it on a Friday or a Sunday. Maybe we can do it on a Sunday. Well, that might not work for the senior center. But we're trying to do it when the library's closed. It's going to affect somebody somehow, but it's got to be done. We got to test the well for the bigger picture. So, and it's only going to be, I think, one day or maybe two.
You know, that's the day of the fire
will be. Well, you'll have plenty of money. You can fill up your truck, give it to whatever, but it has to be done. So, beginning of our $3 million project. So this is a big deal. The heliports that we heard last month, they went to the Planning Commission last Tuesday. And we're approved there. Their final step is to go to the Board of County Commissioners on 9-6 for their final approvals. I will tell you, last month we had a representative here from NV Energy. They had some things to say about the heliports. I will just say that the information that the applicant shared with us was accurate, that they had been working with them, and NV Energy actually sent in a letter to rescind their objection letter. So I worked with them and we got that cleared up. They have an agreement now. So that's all been taken care of. So if there were any concerns about that, that's been taken care of. And the thing that has happened since our last meeting was the fire up on Potosi. And I just found this interesting. It was started by lightning. I imagine you all know this by now, but there were three lightning strikes. Two of them started fires. And for a while, that was the number one priority fire in the country because of the communications equipment that's on top of Mount Hood. So I found that very interesting because that can affect McCarran, it can affect communications throughout the valley. So I just found that very interesting. And that's all for me. Those are my questions.
Okay, planning and zoning. UC-0683-707, AR-0093-17. Armel, Mark C., use permit, third application for review. For keeping exotic animals, wolves, in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 2.1 acres in an RU, rural open land, zone, generally located on the north side of Lead Avenue, on the west side of Ottawa Street within Sandy Valley. Okay, that'll work. For possible action. Who's here? You?
That's
here, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you like to present your case here?
Sure. Those who don't know me, I'm Mark Armel, A-R-M-E-L, and for the last more than 10 years, I've had wolves. It was 9, now I've got 6. And I'm up for review, and my conversations with current planning, and what I understand through animal control, there's been no complaints whatsoever, and they actually said to me that we think I've earned good thing and recommend a 10-year extension, and so I'm hopeful that that's what we get. Do you have any questions?
Yes. Aren't they hybrids? They are wolf wolves.
Yeah, they are.
Wildlife wolves?
They're the sweetest animals.
So how do you get them?
Well, it all started with the breeder in California, the first one, and then I wanted to get male, so the next year, male to birth. And then I ran into some woman at the dog park today, but I went to base with him. He stayed in the dog park, and this woman was rescuing wolves from an Indian reservation. So I wanted to give you two of that, and then two of them had babies. I had 5 girls. So that was all a family thing. And it's amazing. Amazing creatures.
So they're not like the wolves that we have out here that everyone tries to shoot and kill because.
Those are coyotes. Okay. We don't have wolves.
No, coyotes are actually an aggressive type of coyote. Wolves, if they see you, they're young, not wolves. They're just timid and shy.
So do you plan on doing any more breeding? Or just?
I don't breed. I haven't breeded since the one time.
Ken?
I couldn't help but notice you don't have any of your neighbors start complaining, so I guess there's no issues.
Actually, I had 8 letters that I submitted. I actually have 1 more letter that the guy dropped off after I made my submission from neighbors that are in support.
Oh. I've been by on my horse.
Yeah.
I was going
to hear that's why you roll as well. That's
so we can come in and see him?
Yeah, really. Just let me know. Lots of people. Even in Vegas, they somehow find out when they show up. It's like, yeah, come on, check it out. Not a problem.
Any more comments?
Yes.
Is this going to keep coming up every 2 years, or is this going to make it permanent?
Well, no, I asked for that, but I know that they would probably do that.
Or
they are recommending
10 years.
Staff
10 years? Staff. Well, they've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, but they did it every 2 year, then a 5 year, then a 3 year, now they're saying 10 years. Yeah.
That's what it says in the papers.
Yeah, I know. I've been on the board, and every time it came up, and it was. There's never been a complaint about it. You've jumped through all the hoops.
Yeah.
The 10-foot fence.
And I did that before I was even permitted because
So
I didn't know I was going to run into that.
Do I have a motion to approve or disapprove?
I'll move we approve. I've been good neighbors.
I approve.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Unanimously approved.
Very good.
And Tim with the 10-year staff recommendation.
Okay. I guess there's no general business. It's comments by the general public. This period is devoted for comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board. Jurisdiction will be held. Okay. No vote may be taken on matters not listed on the opposed agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up. Never mind. We don't have that. Clearly state your name, address, and spell your name for the record. Any comments?
I'd just like to remind everybody this Friday night and Saturday night, starting around midnight, is going to be the first of meteor showers, 40 to 50 meteors per hour. And if there's not clouds, which there doesn't usually out here, then usually you can get a good view of it.
Where do you look?
In which eye?
If you have really still water, watch the water.
Yeah.
Well, you can see it there too.
It's a mirror.
Yeah.
And on the 21st, we're going to have the solar eclipse.
Get a recliner, kick back. No, not near any other lights. Well, it's going to be a full moon, which will restrict some of the visibility around the moon because that'll overpower the lights, but it's impressive. I always used to get out on my deck and do it for an hour or two.
What was the date again?
Friday, this Friday and Saturday.
Okay.
Right?
You read my newsletter. It was in my newsletter.
Huh?
It was in my newsletter this month.
And it starts at midnight, about?
About, well, it's all evening, but it gets concentrated between midnight and 4 a.m.
It has
to
be time.
I was going to say, take a nap for the day.
And of course, we're going to be under the partial solar eclipse on the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm a community relations representative with Valley Electric and Valley Communications. I promised I'd keep you guys updated on the broadband rollout out here. The update is there is no update, unfortunately, but I felt that you folks deserved to know, so I came out. BLM is still holding our application. We've been dealing with them for a long time. Senator Heller is now involved. He's been putting a lot of pressure on them. It's working, so things are moving quicker, but still not approved. So Sandy Valley is held up in that application. All we want to do is hang the fiber optic cable on our existing lines that we already have, but we have to get them to approve that, even though we own the easements. But so it's been holding up Sandy Valley and then also Baby Airport, but we are working with them closely and we'll update you guys as soon as we know more. But our engineers have been working on the make-ready work, switching out the poles that need to be switched out and putting up the equipment. So that's been exciting. But and then another quick update. For those of you who get power from Valley Electric and had an account during the time that we sold our transmission line system, some exciting news out of Washington, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, who has to approve the sale, now has a quorum. They have not had a quorum since, I think it was February. Once Trump was appointed, a couple of the commissioners left. There's some issues there, but they now have a quorum. We don't know exactly when our vote will be, but when that takes place, we'll do all the work on our end to close the sale, and then checks will be distributed, and we'll move on. So those are the updates. If you have any questions, I'm here. Yes?
So is it really going to be a check mailed to us, or is it going to be put into our account?
It'll be a check. Check in your name that you can cash or do whatever you wish, or give to your friends.
No?
Share with your poor people that are on NV Energy.
Sorry for you. Yes, sir.
Did I understand correctly that BLM, all that they are holding up is the hanging of
lines on existing poles?
Sadly, yes, you heard that correctly. Yeah. So we've invested so much money. I mean, we just completed the super highway, super fiber highway from Las Vegas to Reno with our fiber optics. I got through that line, but unfortunately, from 160, our poles from 160 to Sandy Valley, they are the ring of it. So there's nothing special. There's nothing crazy.
Is it because of the equipment that it takes to do it?
No, because we own the easement. We have the easement. We have the right of way. We're out there all the time accessing the poles for maintenance. If they have it stated in our agreement with them that if we make any significant changes and they're considering hanging fiber, a significant change, that we have to go back through a re-permitting process.
Sounds like they're doing it because they can.
Yes.
Of course.
No problem. But you know, Senator Heller actually came to our office. He met with our CEO, he met with our attorneys, and he has been putting a lot of pressure. So we have seen movement with BLM, but as you all probably know, and Megan explained, BLM is not, hopefully they're not from BLM, but BLM is not the easiest agency to deal with. They move very slowly. Unfortunately, you just can't do anything until they're done. But when they do, you guys will have amazingly fast internet at very affordable prices. So we're excited for that. You do not need to be a Valley Electric customer. So if you're an NVNC electric customer, you can still get broadband internet through us. Cool. We'll be servicing the entire valley. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Just the engineer that's doing the environmental services stuff for the road is Converse Consultants, Kurt Goebel. He's the consultant for Sandy Valley Road.
Oh, and one other thing. Saturday the 19th is the Senior Center's pancake breakfast, and we're having a bake sale.
Anything else? Next meeting is September 12th. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll move we adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Adjourn. And yes, you've been here at all of them.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
18 years now.
Is that right? BLM, I believe, is that you're not the entire from the
Google
against
Dick O'Dell.
No,
something like that.
Yeah. Apparently, your nearest relative is in North Carolina.
Lord of the Rings fan, and you know what the name is.
I remember back in 1950.
It's very important. There's so much progress. You know, there's just one
before this, too.
It's crazy. But that's a good reference. I'm going to use